Hello, everyone. Welcome to Unmasking Darkness. Today, this evening, whenever you are listening to this, this is an extremely... I love this little tale that my mother told me. Something that happened to her many, many, many years ago in London. Now, normally I talk about hauntings. This is sort of a haunting story, but this is a little bit different. Some may say that this is traveling back in time. This may also be parallel universes. There's lots of different explanations for this that we're not going to go into. I'm going to leave that up to you. I'm just merely going to tell you the tale. But I'm calling it, this tale is called The Day My Mother Traveled Back in Time. Now, to set this up, you need to know where I grew up. I grew up in Mortlake in Southwest 14 in London. And it's right, there's a Mortlake train station. It's a little train station that was built in 1848. And right next to it, I lived in a council estates right next door to it. And I grew up there. Now, Mortlake is actually, it translates to Lake of the Dead. So back in the day, all the plague victims were, who died, obviously, from the plague, they were buried in mass graves in Mortlake and just covered over, just mass graves. So Mortlake is called Lake of the Dead. That's literally its translation. It means literally everything around it that's been built up around it, including this train station and the building that I grew up in, were built on mass graves from plague victims back in the day. Pretty morbid, but actually true. Lake of the Dead. So, you know, London or England in itself is, you know, pretty old country, comparatively speaking. So there's a lot of hauntings anyway, but I definitely feel as though that area of London could be a little extra haunting just because of the mass grave aspect, right? So bear that in mind as we move into this story. So many, many years ago, my mother was traveling by train as she normally did, and she got off at Mortlake because we literally live right around the corner from the station. I grew up my entire life hearing trains all the way through the night. I love it. I find it very, very comforting. So as she's, you know, during the day, she's getting her thoughts. She opens up the door, the train stops. And she puts her foot down on the platform and immediately she feels like there's something wrong. She's just kind of frozen. She feels like there's something wrong. She doesn't know what's going on. So obviously she takes her other foot out of the train and she places the second foot onto the platform. And she feels very, very strange. So the first thing she does is she very, very carefully... But she doesn't know what she's going to see, but she already knows something feels very different. The air is different. The smell is different. The sounds around her are different. She doesn't know what she's going to see. She's already like, what the hell is going on? But she's rooted both feet onto the platform now, and the door behind her has closed. And she looks up very, very slowly. And as she does, she realizes that everybody around her on the platform who are scurrying around and doing their own thing are dressed in Victorian garb. Everybody is dressed as if they were in the Victorian period. This was constructed, Mortlake train station was constructed 1848. So it would have been, you know, around that time anyway, but everybody is wearing Victorian garb. There's men and women, they're getting on with their day, they're moving around. So the first thing she thinks of, because your mind is logical, the first thing she thinks of, and this is not unreasonable at all, is that she's on a film set. And, you know, she's expecting to hear, cut, what is that lady in present day doing? Why is she on here? What's going on? So the first thing she thinks is that she's on a film set. So she's looking around and she's like, okay, so I'm on a film set. That's fine. I guess this happens. I don't know what's going on. And then she realizes something that's really quite startling to her and she gets a chill. She realizes that no one's reacting to her. Like, and that's why she thought she was on a film set, but it continues to happen. No one's reacting to her at all. And so far as like, no one's looking at her strange, you know, she's not dressed in Victorian garb. No one seems to acknowledge that she's even there. No one's looking at her strangely, which they would look at her strangely because if they were all dressed in Victorian garb and she wasn't, they would want to know what was going on. And not only that, but they seem to look through her as if she wasn't there. So, you know, as she's looking around, she's realizing that the entire train station is like this. So this kind of really starts freaking her out. The trains at the back of the train station where she gets up doesn't look like that. It's not modern day. The sign that says Mortlake is a completely different sign. And as she slowly turns back and she looks at the train is a steam train. It's a completely different train. It has completely different markings that are from a completely different time period than the train that she just got off from, which at that time is modern. And there's no way they could have, they could not have changed the train out. They couldn't have changed the train out. So she realizes, oh my God, I'm not on a film set. I don't know what's going on. Now, the third thing that she does that absolutely terrifies her is that the train is of a certain height, but she's able to look over. And now where you stand on the platform, you can do it to this day. As you look over, I grew up in council flats, so you're able to see the flat very clearly. You're actually able to see our apartment, our flat, from the train station, right? You're able to see, like, sometimes I could see if somebody was in the kitchen when I was getting off the train station, see if my mom was in the kitchen, you know? You can see a head in there. And as she looks over, nothing's there. Like, they don't build like that yet. That building has not been constructed. So it's not there. And her first thought is, she's got three girls. She's got three daughters. She's like, oh my God, my babies, what am I going to do? And that's when she starts to panic. She's like, all right. Now, in her mind, this is already 9-10 minutes. It's probably only been 30 seconds. But in her mind, because so much logic has gone through her mind, she's trying to figure out what's going on. And then when she looks over and her house isn't there anymore, the flats aren't there anymore, she's like, how am I going to get home? Am I stuck here? What am I doing? And that's when she starts to panic a little bit. So she's been frozen in fear this entire time. Now, she's been looking around. Like, she's been moving her head and she's been observing, but she's not moved from that spot. She's too afraid to. And everybody's scurrying around her, but not acknowledging that she's there. But no one's actually bumping into her and moved her out the way in any way, which is really strange to her because people are bustling around her as if she's, as if they know that she's there, but they're not acknowledging her or seeing her or anything like that. So the one thing that she decides to do is there's a conductor right there. And of course, he's in Victorian garb, too. He actually, I think if memory serves, he has a whistle around his neck and he's in a black uniform. And that's when she reaches out her hand to reach for him. And at the same time, she says, excuse me, or the beginning of excuse me. And she said the minute her hand goes out, and the minute she's one syllable leaves her mouth, everything clicks just like that. And it goes back to modern day Britain, modern day London, and everybody's scurrying around. And everybody's in modern day, not costume, everybody's in modern day garb. They're just wearing normally. She looks back. The train looks exactly as it looked as she got on it. She looks over, our flats are there. The conductor's there, but he's in a completely different, you know, whatever. And I think he even says, are you all right? And she says, yes. But she takes her time to, like, whatever. But she doesn't really engage with the man at all. But she takes a minute as she's standing there and everybody's hustling, bustling. But this time they are kind of looking at her, but not in a way that she feels like she needs any help. But she takes a minute to collect herself. But she said the minute she reached out her hand and she spoke, she interacted in some way with this, I guess, with a past life, I don't know, with this new reality, we'll call it. She said it was like she broke the spell, she broke the bubble, and it returned back. So if she had stayed how she was, then it probably would have stayed there for longer. But the minute she interacted with it did not become the observer, she changed her understanding from becoming the observer to actually interacting with it. It shifted immediately, and she was back to who she was. Well, she was always that, but everybody was back to modern day. So she collected herself for a couple minutes, and then she came on back home, and Many years later, she told me this when I was a lot older, and she was still dumbfounded. She never told me what she thought it was. I think she thought she went back in time, but she thought she was an observer of it and that she wasn't actually there in real time, which also means to me that she could have stepped into a parallel reality, because parallel realities are happening at different times all over the time, and different time frames in history too. It's not necessarily just the future, you know, different parallel realities and different, you know, past. So in my mind, I think she slipped into a parallel reality that she was a part of. But either way, she was absolutely convinced that it happened. She was in a circumstance where she had enough time to really observe and look through and have all of the detail of everything, even the detail of the train with the black and the etching around it that she described. And when you look up old steam trains, they definitely do have that, you know, which is obviously completely different to the one that she got off of, you know, in the 1980s or late 80s when this happened to her. There's no way that they would still have those trains. They do exist somewhere in London, but they did not exist in Mortlake, and that's not the train that she had gotten on. So I thought that was really interesting, and I wanted to share that with you today. Again, these are all thoughts of whatever you think this could happen. There's a multitude of different ideas this could be. And I just want to share it with you. I don't necessarily want to push what I think happened on there. I have some ideas, but you may have some ideas with that. But either way, have fun with that, knowing that it's absolutely possible, without a shadow of a doubt, to slip into another reality, to get into some past lives if you want to, in a very literal way, as my mother did that day. So I'm going to leave you with that. As always, my darling, sleep very well tonight. And until we meet again, take care. Bye-bye.